The greatest story ever told. Presented by the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. This afternoon, we present A Cup of Cold Water, a drama inspired by a teaching set forth in the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, a teaching from the greatest life ever lived. The town of Jezreel in Galilee is bathed now in the purpling shadows of evening. The walls of the modest white houses reflect the rays of a setting sun, and the sounds and activity of another busy day are beginning to settle into the quiet that comes with the dusk. Along a street that leads from the town gate, a solitary traveler makes his way slowly, as though tired from a long journey. The dust of the road clings to the man's homespun garment, and his face is burned from the sun. Now, he stops. He looks about him and finally chooses one house. He goes to the door, and there he knocks.
Yes? Do you seek someone in this house, please?
Friend, I would ask you to do me a kindness. I have come a far distance this day, and I am tired and thirsty. Would you take in a weary traveler and give him a place to rest, some water to drink?
Well, you seem like a decent, honest man. Yes, come on, come on.
Thank you, friend.
Sit here on this stool. I shall get you some water with the wash.
Simon, who is it? What did it? Oh.
Peace to you, good woman, and to this house.
Lois, this stranger is dusty and tired from a long journey. Come, we shall get some water for him.
Come, Lois. Thank you, Fred.
Simon, there was things for the most food for the two of us. How could we invite a stranger?
He knocked, and he has to rest. But we must help him, Lois. Besides, there is something about that man.
He looks no different from other men. Except perhaps the gentle way he has about him.
So it's more than that. I know that man.
You call him a stranger?
I know. I can't tell you his name. I can't even say that I know him at all. And yet there is something familiar about him.
An odd way to talk. Either you know someone or you don't.
Well, I must have seen him before somewhere, someplace. Well, perhaps it'll come to me before the evening is over. In the meantime, we must get water for him to wash with, and we must share our meal with him.
Have a guest this evening.
Sometimes a little shared with good people can be far more satisfying than much food eaten alone. Besides, it is I who should apologize. It's my fault it was not enough.
No, please, don't say that.
There would have been enough for two. It was kind of you to take me in. Others had turned me away.
You mustn't judge me too harshly. People in this town, in this whole province, are frightened. Of late, there have been sudden raids by a band of nomads who come across the Samaritan border to attack and steal and then disappear across the border again. Everyone here is anxious and suspicious.
And they thought I might be one of them, is that it?
When people are anxious, they suspect everyone.
Is that why you watched me so closely while we ate?
Did I watch you so closely?
Of the three of us, you ate least. You kept staring at me. What is it? Don't you trust me?
Of course. But I have a feeling that I know you, that I've seen you before, but I don't know where.
Tell me, my friend,
Have you ever come to hear the master when he was taught here in Jesuit?
Yes, yes, I have.
Then perhaps you saw me there.
Lois, I remember now where I saw him.
And so do I. He is one of the 12.
Yes. My name is John.
Now I know. Well, John, it is no small honor to have you as a guest in this humble house.
The honor and good fortune are mine, Simon. We've fallen in with friends, with followers of the master.
Simply, please, John, don't say that. Not that way.
What is it, Simon?
Please. Just don't talk that way.
What troubles you?
Well, mind you, I have nothing against the master. Nor do I say his teachings are not good. But as to being a follower of his, well, that's quite another matter.
If my presence here troubles you in any way...
Well, there's no need to leave, John. But neither is there any need to make a point of this with others. We shall keep this quiet, shall we? You seem so frightened.
The door. A knock like that, it's not the knock of a friend.
Well, you'd better answer it, Simon.
Yes, I'll answer it.
Well, don't stand there peering out at me. Let me in.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me see. Let me have a look around.
Well, sir, there's nothing here to interest a Roman centurion. We're simple, honest people.
Be quiet. You're the man who owns this house. This is your wife?
Yes.
But this man, who is he? You, stand up.
Yes, sir.
Haven't seen you around these parts before. Have I?
I don't know.
I want no evasive answers.
I have been here before, but whether you've seen me, I don't know.
Oh, a word splitter. One of those annoying people of whom there seem to be so many in this cursed land. Well, I won't have it. I want answers, direct, to the point. You understand?
You have only to ask.
See here, I might take you with me just because of your sheer insolence. We Romans don't indulge insolence, you know.
Please, sir. Please, we want no trouble here. There's nothing wrong here. I am no follower of the master, nor is my wife. We're simple people and willing to obey all the laws. What any Roman officer commands, we do. Please, sir, we want no trouble.
Be still,
sir.
If you have come seeking followers of the master, you've found one here, at least. I am a follower. And if you would take me, do so. But don't harm these good people. They were only doing an act of kindness by taking me in.
What is all this prattling about the master?
Isn't that what you came to ask?
I'm not interested in what wandering prophets teach or in who listens to them. It's a business for madmen and fools.
Then what do you want?
We have received word that those raiders were at large again this night, that they crossed the border from Samaria. I wondered if some of them had already filtered into the town in the guise of travelers. They've done that before, you know.
Yes, I've heard. Well, if that's what you seek, we have no one here except this one man, and he's no bandit or thief.
Yes, I can see that. Well, I shall be on my way. If you hear or see anything suspicious, let us know at the encampment. Ask for me, the centurion.
Yes, sir, we will.
Good evening.
I thought it was the end of it. You never know with those Roman soldiers. For nothing. For absolutely nothing. They'll drag a man down to their encampment and torture him there till he confesses to anything. You can't be too careful with them.
Simon, please. Sit down. Rest. You look so pale and frightened.
John, you must be ashamed of me.
No, Simon.
But you must. How quick I was to deny that I knew anything about the master.
You were a little afraid.
But you weren't. I admired the way you stood up to that centurion. The way you said so bravely that you were a disciple. I couldn't have done that. Maybe now you know why I can't follow the master. Though I believe every word I've ever heard him say, I still can't admit it openly and follow him. Too many people disapprove. There's danger in that. And I'm a timid, frightened man. I cannot face that kind of danger.
If you are on the side of God, Simon, there's nothing to fear. Remember that always. It takes courage. You will find it, Simon. You'll find it.
I hope so.
Now, you've been kind enough to me, both of you. And I've brought you only trouble.
No, John. It's been no trouble.
Because of me, there was almost trouble with the centurion. Perhaps it would be best if I went on, now that I'm refreshed and no longer hungry.
Please, now? After what the centurion said about the bandits being at large this night?
It was only a rumor.
And if it turns out to be true?
What have I that anyone can steal?
Well, these bandits are worthless. They've been known to kill people precisely because they had nothing to steal. As if it were the victim's fault that he was poor. No, you must not leave here, not this night.
You want me to sleep here.
We can make you a bed of straw in the kitchen. Surely it will be better than sleeping out in the open. Please, stay the night here.
If you would feel better, I shall.
Oh, good. Good. First I shall clear the table, and then I shall prepare a place for you to sleep. Meantime, you two men will talk. I'm sure there is a great deal of fun in Mr. Ashby. Isn't there, Simon?
Yes. Yes, Lord. And then, John, you must tell me what happened after that. The master had gathered all the disciples about him. We were on the very top of the hill. And as we stood there, he spoke to us. And he said,
blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Oh, such words. And John, what a wonderful thing for those who have the courage to follow them. Simon, you would have the courage.
I. No, John.
You have seen the little courage that I have. It's been the bane of my life. I have not the courage to say what I think or to do what I want to do. But teachings of kindness and love take more courage than I have. One day, you will be with us, Simon. I can tell you now, I'm not worthy. The master himself spoke of being persecuted and... Listen. That sound, a Roman chariot.
It seems the centurion may have been right. Perhaps the bandits are in the vicinity.
Yes. Oh, I was telling you, John, what the master said about being persecuted. To withstand that takes the kind of courage that I don't have.
That comes with believing, Simon.
I know. Oh, I was very proud of you when you faced the centurion and spoke up, saying you were a follower of the master. Yes, I was proud that such a man was a guest in my humble heart. But then I was ashamed that I didn't have the courage to stand up and be equally honest and brave.
If a man were never to walk, would he know if he could run?
You're being too kind to me, John. That sound again. The Romans seem to be out in force.
Yes. The bandits must be in the vicinity tonight. And the Romans are out in force.
What a pity. Sure, you can't mean it would be a pity if they were caught.
Can you, John?
It's a pity that blood will be shed this night.
Bandit blood?
Roman blood?
Human blood, in any case. Simon, would you give me a moment that I might pray?
Pray? What for?
For the bandits and the Romans.
Yes, John. I shall be quiet. So you may pray.
Simon, good morning.
Quiet, my dear. Our visitor hasn't awakened, but I heard no sound from the kitchen.
Poor man. He must have been very tired.
He told me he walked all the way from Nazareth yesterday.
Then no wonder he's tired. Yes, we shall let him sleep.
What a good, kind man he is, Lord. Last night he prayed for the Romans and the bandits.
He did that?
Yes. And when he had finished, he said, God is good. May justice be done. Without blood being shed.
You know, Simon, I was thinking last night that in a way, you're like him.
Oh, no. No, I have neither his gentleness nor his courage.
But you would like to have, wouldn't you?
Listen, everybody! Did you hear the news?
Please don't cry that way, Simon.
I don't know. But if he keeps shouting, he'll wake John and the poor man needs sleep. I'll quiet that fellow.
Listen! Listen!
Daddy, get Corporal! Get Daddy!
Oh, quiet, Daniel. You're rousing everyone.
What's the matter? Won't it be a relief to you that they finally caught those bandits?
Oh, they have?
That's the word I got from the sentry at the town gate. He said that all night the Romans kept pouring out of the town. He's sure they finally rounded up those raiders. So this town will be free of any more attacks now.
Tell me, do you know if any of them were killed?
Who cares if they were all killed? The important thing is the Romans have finally got them. Hey, listen, everybody...
Please, Daniel, lower your voice.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Simon? You don't seem happy that the bandits have been caught. You don't want me to raise my voice. Whose side are you on?
Well, I'm glad the bandits were caught. Of course I'm glad.
I wonder. A lot of people don't think too well of you, Simon. You're strange, different. And people notice it, let me tell you.
Different? Me? I'm not different from anyone else in this town. Yes, I'm glad the bandits were caught. And if some of them were killed in the process, it had to be. Yes, and you should go announce it to everyone, of course. Of course, Dan.
All right, then. Let's have no nonsense out of you. Hey, listen, everyone. The Romans have caught those bandits. The Romans have caught
them. Oh, they've caught them, Simon.
Oh, John. We thought you were asleep.
Asleep? No. I've been saying my morning prayers.
Tell me. Did you hear what I said?
Yes. I did hear, Simon.
Then you know that once again I was afraid to say what I really felt.
Then we must be glad that at least you were concerned about whether any blood was shed.
Do you think that's a hopeful sign?
A very hopeful sign, Simon.
Thank you, John. But now, Lois, the morning meal. Our guest shall eat well, for he still has a long journey to make.
Pack of food for you, John. You shall have enough to eat to last you on your whole journey.
Thank you, Lois. You are a generous and considerate woman.
Listen. What's that?
It seems the whole town is out.
I wonder, could it be that the Romans are returning to the town? We must see. Yes, the street is lined with people. Yet I see no sign of Romans or captives.
Perhaps your friend Daniel aroused everyone with a false rumor.
It would seem that way.
There they are!
But surely the people have seen something the way they call out now.
Yes. Yes, I can see now. That centurion rides at the head of a long procession.
And look. Behind them there are some soldiers. And then some others who are not dressed in uniform.
Look. Simon. There are not only men, but there are women too.
Yes, the Romans must have crossed the border and captured that whole tribe of them. Yes, yes, look, now you can see.
Look, some of the people have seen stones, and they throw them at the prisoners.
Lois, that woman, the one carrying the child, she was hit. And look, now the crowd surges forward.
Stand back, everyone, stand back. That's right, stand back. These thieves are now prisoners of the Roman authority. We shall deal with them.
Look. Simon, the woman who carried the child, the one who was hit with a stone, she's trembling. She seems unable to walk any further.
Yes, she's about to fall. No, there, one of the soldiers caught her.
What is it, soldier?
This woman, sir, she can't go on anymore.
We've marched a good way since last night. I don't wonder she's so tired. We will rest here. Eddie! Allow the woman and her child to sit down.
Aye, sir.
Let them rest, if it's... Perhaps we should treat these marauders like honored gentlemen. Turn them over to us. We'll show you what to do with us.
Be still and stand back. I want no one of you coming close to these prisoners on any pretext.
Simon, I keep watching that poor woman and her child.
Yes. Look at the child. Tired and thirsty. An innocent child suffering because of the sins of its father.
Water! For my child! Please, not for me, but for my child. Please, a cup of cold water.
Perhaps you should have thought of the child before you sent your men folk marauding and stealing through our Galilean countryside, huh?
Father, please, a pity, a cup of water for the child.
Be still, woman. You'll get water when we reach our encampment.
But the child is thirsty now.
Hey,
and she will be thirsty for a while longer.
It isn't right for the child to be punished. What wrong could such a little girl have done that they would deny her water?
Yet no one moved to get the child a drink. Do they, Simon?
I would like to do it.
Then why not?
You can see the crowd. You know how they feel. And didn't the centurion himself say that no one was to draw near to those captives on any pretext?
Simon, a thirsty child. Will you call her a captive?
Believe me, John, I would like to do it. I would like to, but it's the same thing. No courage. No courage.
They've had enough rest. Get them on their feet.
Aye, sir.
Walk! Please, get off! My son!
Get them to their feet and moving.
Look at them. Exhausted, and yet now they would drive in it. It's a long march to the encampment. Simon, John, where is Simon?
Wait, my good woman.
But he stood beside us only a moment ago.
And here he comes now.
Simon!
Please, Lois, stand aside.
Simon, do carry a cup of water.
The child is thirsty. Let me through. Let me through.
Hey, why can't we let him?
Hey, look! Look at Simon! Carrying water to feed!
Let me through. Now, let me through, do you hear?
Get them moving, I said.
What is it? What holds up our progress now?
Sir, I do.
What's the meaning of this? I gave orders that no one was to approach these prisoners. You dare disobey my orders?
The child, sir. Here is water for the child.
Please, sir, let my child drink. Let her drink.
Well, all right, get on with it.
Here, woman. I shall hold the cup for the child. Drink, little one.
Get them moving. Get them moving.
Come, woman, on your way. On your way.
There, woman. The child has been sleeping.
Bless you, sir, for your kindness. Bless you.
God be with you, poor woman.
I don't believe what I hear. You can't mean what you said.
Why not? Only a day's journey from here, we shall find the master.
But then, you think I'm worthy to follow him?
I think you are. And I believe that when you know it, you shall have more courage and even more belief in his way.
But I did only such a little thing.
I, too, was proud of listening. The way you went through that hostile crowd, and even past the Roman soldiers, and when the centurion questioned you, you spoke up surely and bravely.
Lois, I wasn't brave. I was afraid, very much afraid.
Which means you were brave indeed. For what is bravery except the strength to overcome fear? Yes, Simon, both of you will come with me to see the master.
If you say so, John. If you say so.
You have earned it, Simon, by your compassion and by your courage.
It was such a small thing I did.
Be still now, for we approach the master. Be still. Master, I have brought to you this good man and his wife. For a long time, he has wanted to follow in your way, but thought he lacked the courage. Yet he is good and kind. He opened his house to me, though to him I was only a stranger. And in the face of threats and warnings, he undertook risks, merely to give a drink of cold water to a thirsty, unfortunate child. And still he feels he is unworthy. What say you, Master?
He that receiveth you receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only, in the name of of a disciple. Verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward.
Lois, did you hear? Oh, Master, thank you. Thank you, Master.
By the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. Next week on this same network at this time, we will present The Story of Zacchaeus, based on an event from the 19th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Another episode in the greatest story ever told from the greatest life ever lived. On December 25th, an inspirational Christmas story, No Room at the Inn, will be brought to you on television over another network by the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. We invite you to see it.